I wish I had an Italian garden with tall spires of Italian cypress surrounding it. I wish I had a French Renaissance garden with parterres of formal flower beds stretching into the distance. I wish I had a knot garden of intricate, interlaced patterns of herbs and flowers like the one I once saw at Stratford-upon-Avon. But more than anything, I wish I had a white garden. Now, the thing is, I'm not going to have any of these gardens for the simple reason that I do my gardening on a city lot that doesn't have the space for my unlimited wishes. And I don't have a ruined castle like Sissinghurst to enclose the famous white garden developed by Vita Sackville-West. But I want to extol the virtues of the white garden and suggest that even with space limitations, it's still possible to enjoy some of the pleasures of such a garden. And even if you have no interest in a white garden as such, consider the values of including white in any landscape. White flowers or silvery white foliage are perfect for setting off any colors, whether muted or bold. As the interior designers like to say, white can make other colors pop. White makes a great background for almost anything you would want to plant. Try some tall varieties such as delphinium, foxglove, hollyhocks, tall cosmos or Shasta daisies, or Queen Anne's lace, and for a change, its larger look-alike flower, Ami Major. You can also punctuate any landscape with a white flowering shrub like mock orange. This year, mine was blanketed in white for several weeks and gave up its mildly citrusy smell as a bonus. Equally long-lasting was a Virginia sweet spire with its drooping 3 to 6 inch spires of creamy white. With the sweet spire, you do have to contend with its desire to send out runners that pop up as new baby sweet spires. Other fairly obvious choices for summer white would include hydrangeas, viburnum, buddleia, roses, or crepe myrtle. If you want a truly all-white garden, planning what and where to plant presents some interesting challenges. After all, you are not doing what you are most used to do in planning your garden, mixing and matching colors to suit your own personal color palette. Now, all of your flowers are going to be, well, white. So your decision will not be affected by whether the orange of the calendulas will look right next to the red zinnias. Instead, choices about the size and shape of the flowers and the shape of the plant and its foliage become considerations. Oddly enough, the color of the foliage actually becomes the main color element. Do you really want all the pale green foliage clumped together over there and all the dark green over here? How about some silvery foliage plants to offer the perfect muted contrast in the white garden? Good choices are the various forms of Artemisia, ranging from our old friend Dusty Miller to the lacy variety Silver Mound to the much taller Artemisia vulgaris. In full sun, a miscanthus grass variety like Morning Light, with its thin white stripe down the middle of each blade, fits right into the color scheme. If you have a trellis or an arbor or even a fence, consider a white climbing rose for a bold effect. Both Iceberg and New Dawn are highly reliable repeat bloomers in white. And if you want something less ambitious, try filling up some large pots with varieties of Euphorbia or Salvia or Angelonia or maybe some trailing wave petunias or Calibrachoa. Give it a shot and see just how soothing white can be in your own garden. Well, here's to you from the Garden Gate.